Second segment on K-Man's In Focus features Greg Eystone with Riley County Extension Office. He's the horticulture guy. And Greg, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Dave.
I noticed that the forecast calls for wind, and you know what that means?
That means a struggle for football, maybe.
Oh, well, there's that. You know, I got four 50, 60-foot tall trees in my yard, and it's a-coming down.
Yeah, it is. Finally. It seems like it's taken a while.
No kidding. Well, let's talk about a few things here this morning. And I know that leaves is one of the things that you want to talk about, and there's a lot of different ways where you can take care of those things that are dropping from the sky.
That's absolutely right. Those are free fertilizer nutrients for our soil and plants. And so I really encourage you, if you can, just to go ahead and collect those. You can chop them up, just use the lawnmower, run over them. Michigan State, if I could say that, did a research program a few years back and indicated that you can have like 6 inches of tree leaves on your lawn, chop them up, and you see no detriment. You should see a benefit, actually, from incorporating those leaves back onto the lawn. So that seems like the easy way of handling them. Now, when they're blowing around, that becomes more of a challenge. But if you can corral them, chop them up, leave them on the lawn, that would be probably my first choice. Second choice would be if you have way too many that you really don't think the lawn will handle, you can chop them up and put them into your flower bed, your vegetable garden. Great way to incorporate organic matter into our soils, which is very beneficial. You could use it for mulch if you wanted to. If you got some plants that you want to protect, maybe something you've planted recently to prevent the heaving of our soil as we typically get hot and cold spells during the wintertime. We'd ideally like just to get cold and stay cold for plant growth, so that mulch kind of insulates the soil and keeps it hopefully cold. The last option, which is still a viable one, is to take them to the Raleigh County Transfer Station. So if you're a Raleigh County resident, it's free of charge. You just take them out there. Preferably just organic tissues, being tree leaves, maybe some small stems, things like that, because that will be composted. And you can come back in the springtime and collect what you took out there, only you won't pay a little bit for that. So that is an option. And the compost at the Riley County Transfer Station is available for sale. It's $20 a ton. That's a lot of material for a small price, in my opinion. But that is good stuff to add to our vegetable gardens, our flower beds. If you're redoing a lawn in the future, that would be a source of getting organic materials as well, or any planting that you may do in the future. So that's an option.
If you take them out to the landfill, just the leaves, don't you have to have those in a paper bag?
Well, you got to get them out there. So, yeah, you're going to need them in a container. You can put them in a plastic bag, but you'll be dumping those out.
Gotcha.
It's usually easier. One last step if you put them into a paper bag.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I like to work smarter and not harder, and I struggle with both.
Well, there's still hope.
Yeah. Well, you know, this is an important time of year for those with lawns and landscapes. There's a lot of things that you can do, especially when you take into consideration we're going to be in the 70s with temperatures this week.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's ideal time for getting some weeds under control if you have some of that. Now, if it's real windy, that may be something that'll be a factor. But the warm temperatures do mean that weeds are actively growing, which is very important to get, if you're using a herbicide, to get that into the plant. We're a little bit dry, maybe we're a lot dry, and so watering would be really good to stimulate those weeds. And so if you've got some weed management, you may need to water. This is also a time to be fertilizing our cool season lawns for the last time. So if you have a tall fescue grass, which many of us have, or some bluegrass mixed in there, it would benefit from an application of basically just straight nitrogen. So that's the first number on that fertilizer bag. A product called urea is the most commonly used product at this time of the year. And depending on your fertilizer strategy, you could go from 1 to 1.5 pounds of that product, of that urea, per 1,000 square feet. And that would be a good application for this For the grass, it's going to keep it greener longer here in the fall, and it'll green up in the spring a little bit earlier without a lot of leaf growth, meaning you're not mowing quite as often in the springtime if we fertilize here in the fall. So really beneficial to do that, worth the expense of a little bit of fertilizer. The grass really will benefit from that. You'll really appreciate its response.
Yeah. Well, there's a number of other things that you could be doing, you know, not just in the growing, but in the prep aspect. And part of that is knowing what your soil content is. And now's a good time to be testing it.
Absolutely. You know, before you do a planting come springtime, it's always good to know what you have, if you need to add anything. We do around 100 soil tests run through our office. They go to the K-State Soil Lab for the actual testing. But our soils are really pretty good. We don't often have to add something, but occasionally we do. That soil test is going to tell us what we need to add without guessing. And so for $2.50 for what we call a routine test, it's very affordable. The process is taking some samples of your soil. Let's say you have a vegetable garden that's maybe 100 feet by 100 feet. You're going to sample throughout that area 10, 12, 15 times, go down 6-8 inches, take that sample, throw it in a bucket 10, 15 times, mix it together. Soil lab would like 2 cups, a sandwich bag full, and you bring that to the Riley County office building here at the Extension office, second floor. Fill out a little bit of paperwork. The Riley County Conservation Service helps fund your soil test, so that $2.50 is offset. Generally it's $7, so they're saving us some money. And we'll find out within a week or so what your soil's like. If you've never done that, I really encourage you to do that, to find out what you're working with. That determines your fertilizer purchasing for a long period of time. We used to recommend, you know, adding a complete fertilizer, a 10-10-10, 13-13-13. That means it has nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium. We find out that most of our soils have oodles and gobs of potassium, so that's rarely ever needed. Phosphorus sometimes, but if you're growing just tall fescue grass, our soils generally have all those nutrients already there, so you can get away with maybe a cheaper fertilizer, plus putting on the right fertilizer, not putting on nutrients not needed, and maybe some of that nutrient not going where it wants, where we need it. So if you're fertilizing your lawn this next week or so, make sure that fertilizer stays on the lawn. Don't put it on the street, the curb, driveway, where it washes down into our storm sewer where it becomes a pollutant.
Okay. Well, there's one other topic just touch briefly here this morning, and that would be our furry friends, the deer that like to come up and check out what you got growing in the yard, especially if you have young trees.
That's right. Exactly right. We're starting to get into the scavenging portion of the growing season where wildlife, whether it be deer, rabbits, voles, other wildlife that need a food source, and that's typically becomes our landscape plants. So a barrier is our ideal way of protecting our desirable plants. So any type of plastic or wire, there's lots of it. Products out there that you can utilize to put around your young plants to protect them would be really helpful. Each year I think I'm going to get by without doing that, and something happens and I kick myself for not getting out there and accomplishing that. So if you got some young plants you put out that are really tender, I would encourage you to do some kind of wrapping or screening to protect them. We also have an issue with some of our thin-barked trees where they get damaged on the southwest side. So if we can put some kind of tree wrap or protection on there, that will help prevent some of that injury that will slow down the growth of your plants.
Greg Eystone, Extension Agent. We've got a lot of access to information on the Extension's website, Facebook page, and also you're on Pinterest too, I see.
That's right. This year I'm kind of highlighting good plants to grow in our environment, and that list can be found on Pinterest. So, if you got questions, we're always here to talk with you as well, and that makes us a little bit different than, say, a search engine on your computer, that we're a live body and really wanting to help you out.
All right. Greg, thanks much for joining us. I mean, we got a lot of information in there quickly. You're good at that, and appreciate it, and we'll talk to you next month or so.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Dave.
Greg Eystone, Riley County Extension Agent. Up next, Todd Holmberg from McCain Auditorium and Ryan Courtright from Manhattan Fire Department on KMAN's In Focus.